Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, Marks. It is episode 188 of the Smart Marks Podcast.
That's right.
How did we go the last episode without making like
a 187?
Rapper 187 remarks?
What was the 187 iced tea?
187 on a motherfucking cup. Was it Snoop Dogg? I know 187. I don't
Snoop
know.
Snoop Dogg. It's never done anything.
How do we not fucking
Snoop Dogg?
It's Smart Marks Podcast, people. Sitting across from me is Mateo 83, Matt Salgado. I'm J Vader 82, as it says on the belts, the title.
That's right.
That is right. And with us, the new addition to SmackDown Live, Maria. If only.
One half of Maria Mike Kanellis.
You know what's horseshit? So they debuted them on Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
And then their promo for SmackDown.
It was a dark segment.
Dark segment during a fucking commercial on the app only.
On the app only?
Yeah, the only way you could say, I guess they showed it on WWE.com later, but if you were following along on the app, they showed it on there.
That's interesting. SmackDown's been doing that where they're still showing it. They like
during commercials.
Yeah, during commercials.
Which is fine during matches, but if you're going to have a segment, especially Mike and Maria Kanellis.
Yeah, why have them? Yeah, it's just weird.
You like the name change?
Yeah, I think it's cool, actually. I love it. I love the idea of like, obviously, she's in charge.
Yeah.
So that's the point. That's the whole point of this.
Well, she's the name that to return to WWE. Yeah. You know, more WWE fans are going to recognize Maria than they are Mike Bennett.
Mm-hmm. They're going to know that name. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're going to do the research to find out who Mike Bennett is. You know, there's all of us hardcore fans out there that know Mike Bennett from the Kingdom and everything else he's done.
And to a lesser extent, TNA.
Yeah, exactly. But not every casual WWE fan is going to know him, but they will know her.
Yeah.
And it plays both of them into the heel realm
so good. Yeah.
Because he becomes annoying because he took her name. So most casual WWE fans are going to hate him.
Yeah.
And then she becomes more dominant and her normal self or her normal character by forcing him to take her name.
Yeah.
It is a genius, genius move.
It's a great move.
I as soon as they announced him as Kanellis, I could not stop laughing. Well,
they announced him. I think Maria should get top billing because it's Mike and Maria.
Yeah.
But I really think that
it should be Maria.
It should
Mike
be Maria,
Kanellis.
Mike Kanellis. Like, to me, I think that'd be a little bit more just icing on the cake as far as like.
I agree.
You know, like we all know her last name is Kanellis, which is cool, but like it was a cool surprise to like get the Mike Kanellis part.
And their
smart
entrance music. Best.
Oh, it's like
best in the
80s
right
like
now.
Hard rock romance music. Yeah.
I'd play it, but we'd get hit.
Oh yeah, we'd always get flagged for copyright stuff.
I'll share it on the
especially since we're like partner with Twitch now. So
yeah, exactly.
We'd definitely get jacked up on
it. God, it was so good.
Yeah. It was excellent.
I love that entrance, man. It fits him so well.
Yeah.
Love. Like, so over the top.
I feel like she's the first lady of wrestling.
Absolutely.
She's the first lady, and she's back where she started.
Yep, absolutely.
She's back where she belongs, and I'm really excited to see Mike and Maria back, or Maria back,
and Mike
finally.
Under the
WWE
banner.
He's on the WWE banner where he rightfully should be. I think we said that years and years ago, like even when he was back in Ring of Honor, just the simple fact that he is built for WWE type.
He is.
Like a WWE type roster. And I see him immediately thrown into the U.S. heavyweight or U.S. championship picture, like immediately, like it before. So I see him holding the belt within a year.
It was crazy because I was watching
the U.S. title belt.
Right. I was watching YouTube videos earlier while I was cleaning house, and it automatically played. Cleaning the house. Get some Fat Boys rap going on. But it immediately went into Finn Balor when he was on Jericho's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about him signing with WWE and such. And I guess in 2009, WWE reached
out to Finn Balor. Wow.
And they asked him to join, and he turned them down because he felt like he hadn't done anything in New Japan yet.
Yeah.
He felt like he hadn't reached his peak. He hadn't accomplished anything, so he wanted to stick around. He said about a year and a half later, they reached out to him again, but New Japan offered him to turn heel, and he came up with the
Bullet Club. Yeah, so if he had taken that first deal, Bullet Club would have never happened.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have the Bullet Club at all.
Could you imagine? That's so weird.
I was watching that led to it, is I was watching the current state of the Bullet Club, and they were breaking down how terrible the Bullet Club is right now. Like, the Elite are great, and, you know, but they were showing, basically, like, the NWO 2000 members and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the idea, is to kind of be, like, a little funny. Like,
I think in Ring of Honor, Bullet Club is great right now.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the Elite, you've got Cody Rhodes, and then in New Japan, you know, with the Guerrillas of Destiny, like, even they're
G-O-D.
Doing great.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, when you start bringing in all the Japan members and stuff like that, it's just weird to me because they were supposed to be set up as a group. I can understand one or two Japanese wrestlers in there. But they're supposed to be set up as a group of outsiders, essentially. Yeah. So it's just, it is growing to that point now where it's basically the silver and black NWO, NWO 2000, under the banner of Hollywood. Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't become like the WWE version of NWO with Booker T.
Oh, God. Booker T and Big Show and Big Shawn Show Michaels. And
Shawn Michaels. Yeah, that was not a fun NWO.
That was
terrible. Booker T was in NWO. That's hilarious.
Sucker.
And, like, let's just forget that happened.
No, that's like etched in time now.
No. Yeah. It's just weird to see him alongside X-Pac.
Is he in the game? Booker T is, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put him in an NWO shirt just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
I played a lot today.
You did. I saw. You had a great...
I haven't made that match yet. Or I haven't fought that match.
You haven't done that match? You should totally stream it.
I should.
If you can stream it.
I've got a Fatal 4-Way. It's me against Drew McIntyre, Bobby Roode, and Aleister Black for the title.
But and the then match the, we're
the
talking
main
about.
Event... The main event is Chad Too Bad versus Tex Ferguson
In Mexico. NXT Mexico.
NXT Mexico.
Yep.
I cannot wait. Speaking of, have you seen the rumor about WrestleMania coming up?
Some supposedly going to London.
London and Mexico City are two of the options for future WrestleManias.
Holy shit.
Mexico City would be really good.
Everybody would have the runs.
I know. Well, don't they already? They're probably going to from Louisiana. And let's be honest.
I'd imagine so.
Catfish and Creole crawfish and stuff.
Yeah. Not bad.
We're staring at good weirdos stuff out the window.
Yeah, people are walking by.
I left the windows open.
It's nice.
Freaking hot outside.
It's really nice outside.
It is, what was it today?
It's just humid.
506.
106, on top of it.
My wife keeps telling 40% me she wants, humidity. She wants to move to Arizona to be with her sister.
Fuck no.
It was 116
hell no.
There today.
120 yesterday.
Yeah, no.
They grounded all flights in Phoenix, Arizona because the tarmac was way too hot.
I've got a friend.
I know this because our good friend Joe works for American Airlines out of Phoenix. So he was talking about how much of a headache it was yesterday.
That's funny because my friend Gus works ground crew in Phoenix.
Oh, gosh. I could not imagine working ground crew.
Yeah.
Like, you're on the asphalt all day. Like, it's one thing for the air temperature to be 120, but for the asphalt, it's like another, like, 30 degrees.
Yeah,
at least.
The fly is driving you nuts.
Yeah, the fly wants to blow me.
Yeah, my wife mistakenly left the back door open while the kids were in our little kiddie pool backyard. And
all the flies fell.
Yeah, I've been fumigating the house for like 3 days.
Figures.
Ignore that call.
I ignored a phone call.
I saw that.
I don't know who it was. It was a 505 number, so they can suck it too. Them and that fly can suck it. As long as he doesn't fly into my mouth.
It will.
Oh, there's two of them. That's great.
You're getting tag teamed.
I'm getting gangbanged by flies. Ugh, gross.
By Jeff Goldblum in The Fly.
I do this. Hey, that's a good movie.
It is.
Yeah. Favorite parts in it's when he puts the shotgun up to his head, tells the lady to pull the trigger. Gina Davis.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Gina Davis
kills Jeff Goldblum.
Fucking gums. We had a good tooth to gum ratio.
No, yeah. That's good stuff. I know all about that.
Shut up.
My personal life. So wrestling happened this past week.
Money in the bank. Some shit happened that I hated. And then I loved it after about an hour.
Yeah, so God damn it. I blew right on my nose.
You
want
to pause this shit and fumigate?
No, we're fine. I didn't realize anything made it
into this room because I don't come into this room but once a week.
Mm, you bastard.
I come in this room once a week.
Yeah. I probably
do. Partners with Twitch now.
I would. I'm surprised you only do one during one sitting.
I might.
Two if you're lucky.
Two if I'm lucky.
Two if you're feeling good enough. Depends on how tired I am throughout the day.
I mean, with her here.
Oh, well, Maria there, it's like five at least. Oof.
Hey, thanks for shouting me out for my shaky hands, apparently.
You got SHS, shaky hand syndrome.
Not shaking baby syndrome. No. Did it really come out that blurry?
It's a little blurry. I don't have them on that phone anymore. But
Yeah, a little shaky.
Like I thought about it. I was like, oh, cool. That was pretty awesome. And then I go back and see. I'm like,
that's fine. But the 60 pictures of her ass that you took are clear as day.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Yeah.
As long as those are in good shape.
Dude, those are locked away.
And let's not forget that we were memes with Maria.
Oh, yeah. This is true.
We need to find that, drag that meme up and share it again.
Oh, man.
Now that she's returned.
I think I'm tagged in it, so.
I'll find it. I think I am, too.
You know what? All you got to do is figure out the day I was back and look in May, right?
Yeah.
And just go to like our CR memories or something like that. I'm sure it'll pop up.
I can pull it up on my Twitter and just go to media and find the picture because I shared it at one point.
That's true.
So I'll find it and we're going to share it again because now it's relevant again.
I got called neckbeard. And it's so funny that they got called neckbeard because I haven't shaved like in 3 weeks. So right. I got an awesome
Now you're neckbeard again. Hey, as long as you don't have a giant pimple on your throat like the guy from
Money
in the Bank.
Oh, gosh. That became a whole thing in itself,
There's
too.
A Twitter for his pimple, for
Jeez,
his neck pimple.
I felt bad for that, dude. I got like an ingrown on my neck right now. And I was like, well, at least it's not that bad.
That thing was terrible. It was horrible. Look up.
That thing was like the third eye.
There was some
great It was tweets. Right on his Adam's apple. His Adam's apple looked like it was trying to break out of his neck.
There were some such good tweets. The only thing that looks angrier than me is the WWE Universe after that Women's Money in the Bank match.
That's the zit.
Yep.
That's
and the then the next tweet. Zit created its own Twitter. And then, sorry, I upstaged you at the end of the show, Baron Corbin. And then there was a tweet from Clearasil. They showed a bottle of Clearasil with a bunch of muscles talking about I was going to stomp it out.
Oh, wow.
And they reshared it and said, I flagged this for... for offensive and offensive demeaning and material or whatever
to him.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
There was such good stuff. That neck zit was terrible.
It was scary.
It was, and it was like the head of it was bigger than my thumb. It was great,
dude. Like coming through on high definition.
Speaking of Twitter, somebody tweeted to Rusev and said, "What's it like being a massive failure right now? Like massive failure, embarrassing to say the least." Hashtag loser, and. Yeah, I guess he took a while to reply and said, sorry, it took me so long to respond to you. I had to find my phone, but my estate is huge, and I had to park my $200,000 car. What was that question again?
Somebody was tweeting Baron Corbin, too. Did you see that? Like,
yes.
They were asking him,
and
like,
the guy's like, tell your girl to stop DMing me.
Tell your girlfriend to stop DMing.
Baron Corbin.
That was so kind of just like.
Such a terrible comeback. Everybody
was saying he got he was roasting that dude. But I was just like, that is such a cheesy thing to say.
Yeah, I know. That was
your girlfriend's DMing me. You could have been like. You could have been like, oh, your girlfriend's DM me, but I forgot someone like you probably doesn't have a girlfriend.
Speaking of that, did you see the confrontation between Bobby Roode and did you see what Bobby Roode was telling him?
Yeah.
That was so good. Because he said something. He's like, oh,
walking through
you keep popping up. Those kids are going to need to get that double wide pretty soon, aren't you? And Roderick Strong just looked at him. He's like, hey, lady. When you want to get her with a real man, call me. Yeah. And they just started going at it.
Brawled.
And the whole time they're separating, Bobby Roode screaming, hide your wife! Hide your wife, Strong! Such a good
NXT was a good episode this
It
week.
Was a great really episode. Good episode. We got Sonya Blade?
Sonya, I forget. But it's Daria.
I forget her last name. Yeah, it's Daria.
Daria from Tough Enough.
It was great.
Right? Yeah, Tough Enough.
Yeah,
she made her...
I like her gimmick
she got her
as
new
an MMA
name.
Fighter.
So her new name debut. I mean, she's been on NXT
Sonya,
before.
Shit, how come I can't remember
her
last name?
It's hard to say.
I can't remember. Yeah.
But she debuted or re-debuted.
Right.
She looked great.
We got the return of Ember Moon.
Yes, Ember Moon
great
took out
match
Peyton Royce.
With Peyton Royce.
Yeah, that was so good. That was a great opener. I was surprised it went past one segment. So.
And then we got a decent tag match with the
Sanity.
Ely Brothers and Sanity. And the main event,
main event, man.
God damn.
Easily.
Aleister Black
that,
takes on.
Dude, that like, to me, I was just like.
Cassius Ohno.
Cassius Ohno and Aleister Black, like that rivals anything I saw this past weekend.
The finish sequences of that match was
good. Yeah, they got a great
It started off
and forth.
A little flat because the crowd wasn't into it. Like they weren't cheering, they weren't chanting,
NXT
they were
crowds,
quiet.
I think, well, that crowd had been there. That's like, I think the third straight show that they were a part of.
So they were burnt out.
So they were burnt out. Cause
it was a hell of a match,
same,
man.
The same people over and over. It was like, oh man, I think this is going to. And even during the Ember Peyton Royce match, like that was really quiet. Like there were some really dead moments in there.
I kept telling my wife while they're watching, I'm like, Aleister Black, like watch him. He is going to be your next Finn Balor.
Yeah.
He's going to be the guy that takes over NXT, becomes big, and goes to the main roster.
Yep.
Speaking of that, have you, do we have any idea where the hell Ty Dillinger is?
No. Just selling shakes, testing.
Selling shakes?
Testing shakes for Sonic.
Is he? I didn't even see that segment.
I think
segment.
It's great that the two Canadians are doing like taste test segments for like a rural Western based like restaurant.
Right.
You know?
Makes
and I don't even
sense.
Remember where they were at, but I was just like, sense. I wasn't even thinking like, did he even have a Sonic there?
Probably not.
But yeah. God damn it. I flew right on my mustache.
This makes for great Twitch.
This can be great. No, it's as far as like people listening to like, oh, there's a fly. I don't hear it coming through on the headphones. So.
Right.
Unless it does it right now. It's like, oh, fuck the Smart Marks. Fuck their show.
I love Baron Corbin.
I have 70,000 eyes.
I have the same size chin as James Ellsworth.
I have 70,000 eyes, and my hairline is still better than Baron Corbin's. Let's talk about James Ellsworth. What the fuck?
You want to let's get into let's break down Money in the Bank. Do Money we'll get in the there. Bank,
man.
That was the first match, so
yeah, I have it pulled up here in Safari.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Ew, I use Safari. Sorry,
technically,
guys.
Technically, the first match was the Hype Bros versus fuck who?
The Colognes.
The Colognes. That's right.
Hype Bros won. That was nice. That was a nice surprise.
Are you ready for a heel turn?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's going to be Zach, right? Yeah, Zach's going to turn heel.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that's the logical thing is to turn Zach.
Yeah, they lose and then Zach turns. Which is like a start to like break up another tag team, but it's over. I think as far as like this tag team, like
it's run its course rebuild, and like Zach needs to do something singles wise, but I don't see turning Mojo heel. I feel like turning Mojo heel would fall by the wayside really quick.
New Day, and you got the New Day out, and I just think like they'd get lost in the mix.
I think
too.
So too.
You got Mojo who was doing great things. I mean, not
Mojo
like,
would
I'm not
be a
saying,
stale
like, great
heel.
Things, but he's doing all right as a single star and to kind of just throw him back into a duo. I'm not saying that Zach would drag him down, but I think as far as what Mojo was accomplishing without Zach, he finally hit his stride.
Yeah.
And Mojo was kind of doing his own thing. Didn't really need Zack Ryder. And I love Zack Ryder, but this gives Zack Ryder the opportunity to maybe A, turn heel and do some awesome things as heel.
Yeah, because we haven't, I don't think because we've ever seen Zack as a heel, have we?
I mean, we can't, yeah, we have, like back when he was in ECW and like yeah, early right. Raw. But as far as
since he's blown up, no.
Yeah, since he's blown up as far as like his own internet stuff, he's been babyface. Like him and Cena are probably the only two like guys that haven't turned heel. Like he's probably the last guy to turn heel.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, him and Cena were the last two. So, but you know what I'm trying to say. Blow my brains out because it's fucking fly. but no, like, so yeah, I think you got to give Zach something. It'd be fun. I think Zach could pull it off. I mean, he's done it before when he was an edgehead or
yeah,
part true. Of Love Familia with Curtis Hawkins. So, or Kurt Hawkins, I should say. But a nice change of pace for Zach would be good. You know, if he has a nice run as heel, maybe even like, dude, I think a cool like stable like with him and Ziggler would be awesome, especially
right.
both of them
oh,
are heels.
Fuck, can you imagine getting them as a tag team instead?
I think that'd be cool. I mean, I don't think it'd happen, but it'd give them both something to do because you like put Dolph as this, he's heel, but he's still being booked as like, you know, this, you know, guy. All he needs is one big match, even
just
though
have,
he's a heel.
Have, what's his name? Have Mojo Rawley get pinned.
Yeah.
And then have Zach blame him.
Hit him
and
with the Rough Rider.
Ends up with
Broski Buddha.
With Ziggler instead and replaces him. Like, they don't even have to go singles just because they would be great.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been talking about since they're on the same show again working together.
Yeah, they could finally use that logo that they made with
the
yin yang. The
sticker that you have?
Yeah.
Right?
The sticker I never use. I just was like, I'm never going to put this on anything.
But
it's
I
amazing.
Got it.
It's awesome. I got it for free. Thanks, Zach.
I'm going to tattoo
that
it on
just
my
so
butt.
Funny.
I'm going to tattoo that.
It was so funny. Like, Zach, like, I think tweeted Ziggler out. Like, he tweeted him the sticker. Like, you remember when we printed like 1,000 of these?
Right.
Why?
I'm going to tattoo that. Like
it. That's cool. It's a cool
I was
sticker.
Looking to figure out what my next tattoo should be. That'll be it.
Yeah.
Just to be a dickhead.
There you go.
I thought about getting the Too Sweet.
Oh, the Too Sweet would be good. Too Sweet it all day.
I want to see the new episode of Superstar Inc.
Yeah.
It's with Goldust, but it's at Luke Gallows.
Yeah,
I
want to see all of...
The Painted Gypsy.
I want to see all of Goldust's shitty tattoos.
His shitty tattoos?
Yeah, because they're all shitty. Thanks, Jordan.
Are they all shitty?
Have you not seen Goldust's tattoos? They're like crappy, man.
Really?
He has like a, like, I don't know, the portrait that's done is like super, super horrible.
Shit's
get off the task,
get
man.
Get real.
Go, get it. Smack it.
Bam,
oh,
suck it.
Oh, he's dead. One down. So, yeah. Goldust has shitty tattoos. Just wait for that episode.
I'm going to Google Goldust.
I just think it's
tattoos.
I'm just waiting for them like to show Big Show because he has the shittiest
tattoos.
I was
watching What Culture put up a video this week of reasons or things you should know about Michael Cole.
Uh-huh.
And one of them they were talking about it. Like, what about his shitty tattoos?
Oh, the bulldog. It's like a bulldog,
showed, like,
right?
His little hearts are here. It said two hearts are better than one. And it's got two hearts and it says better than and then it has one heart. And then he's got, they're like, and what about his terrible conjoined twins' faces on his back? And I guess he's got faces of his kids or something, but
yeah.
He's so close, it looks like a fucking conjoined twin.
Well, he probably got it when he was fatter. So when he lost that weight, like the skin retracted.
And they talked about, like, they showed the clip from where he talked back to Vince, where it was during the $9.99 phase, where they were, like, forcing that down everyone's throat.
Gosh.
And you could hear him talk back to Vince, and he's like, I've said it a bunch. You want me to keep saying it? I said it a shitload of times. How much more? Do you want me to say it every time? Every time?
That's amazing.
And then it gets quiet for like a minute and a half. And he just Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Yeah, I'll do it. Just wanted to make sure that's what you wanted, is to keep hammering it home. Yes, sir. It just moves on.
I got to watch that. I've not
seen
that.
And then there's another video where they're somewhere, and he's like, all these fucking nerds out here just chanting fucking CM Punk. And like, you got a fucking life. And he's just like shit-talking them. But there's one really good one where he goes on a radio show. And I'll see if I can find that while we're recapping. I'll do it at the end of our Money in the Bank recap. Because this guy calls in and trash-talks him.
Burp.
And he unloads on this guy. Like it's on Howard Stern. And there's like a million F-bombs.
There
like,
was a...
He just rips him.
There was an old video, I think, of Jim Cornette and Jim Ross on Hotline. No, not, I don't think it was Jim Cornette.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, Vince Russo.
Yeah.
Vince Russo and Jim Ross. Ross. And like, and Ross would just berating everybody that calls in. Rot the game. This is the WWF. And I don't really care what goes on in WCW. We're quite fairly in need of one of them should be wrestling.
There's one like that. Remember they had Bite This?
Yeah.
And it was Todd Grisham.
Yeah.
And
Todd went off on,
he was going off on everybody who brought up TNA.
Yeah.
There's one on the mic. I'm not going to hit the mic.
Oh, right there. There we go.
But yeah, some guy called in and he said something about TNA and the guy's all, Todd Grisham's all, this is WWE, retard. And just hung up on him on the phone. Like, he gets brutal with them. And they keep asking, like, they signed Sting. What do you think about that? And he's like, I don't know. I don't give a shit. He's just going off on him. That's and some kid called in and asked, like, a legitimate question. And before he hung up, he's like, don't forget to go to TNAshop.com. And just, like, hangs up.
Just trolling him. Yeah. Was Todd one of the guys that got fired by WWE or by ESPN?
I think
he's not on there. Him and Roflo got fired.
Yeah, they're both gone now.
You see that Roflo is going to be commentating Slammiversary.
Shut the
fuck
TNA. Up.
Yeah, so that's he's commentating cool. Slammiversary.
That's really cool.
That's our TNA news for the week. But that's I as far as I mean, I'm talking about Robert Flores from ESPN.
From ESPN.
And he's constantly like reshared and talked about WWE and
he's huge he's WWE.
Always,
yeah, Mark.
He's always been, you know, before while he was still part of ESPN, he was constantly just sharing and replying back, talking about wrestling. And so I think it's awesome that one TNA knew that and they're like, hey, let's
capitalize.
Let's see
on
if he
it.
Wants to do the show. Got a hold of him, and if he knows his shit, he knows his shit. So I mean, that to me is like, yeah, you booked Josh Matthews and Scott Steiner versus Jeremy Borash and fucking Joseph Park, but you got Roflo commentating it. So that's kind of like, you know, like you're making like,
that makes up for it.
Yeah. And you're going to unify the GFW and the TNA championship finally, like we talked about. Remember, we talked about a unification happening? Well, it's finally happening. So we're going to have Lashley and Alberto El Patron.
When is Slammiversary?
I think it's in 2 weeks. I think it's the 2nd, July 2nd. It's while you're gone. It's the day you leave.
It's the day I get there. Yeah.
Yeah. So unfortunately,
I'll have to watch it. Yeah. Speaking of commentators, I want to read this real quick before we get into our breakdown. Someone shared this on the Wikipedia page from Mike Bennett. It says SmackDown 2017 to present. On June 18th, 2017, Bennett made his WWE debut alongside Maria Kanellis using the name Mike Kanellis at Money in the Bank pay-per-view, cashing in his Impact Wrestling Feast or Fired briefcase to become the WWE champion for the first time in his career. After the match, Bennett piledrived JBL on the ring apron for his mistreatment of Mauro Ranallo.
Yeah, the Ranallo comment at all.
That's so good. Speaking of Ranallo,
have you heard the news about Ranallo?
No, I did not.
He is on tap to commentate the big fight between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. He will be doing commentating.
Shut the fuck up. I am buying that so much.
Yep.
Like, I've got a way to watch it for free, but like I talked to my wife, fight, they're probably going to be taking down every stream
Mauro,
as fast as they
Mauro
can
will
that.
Be on there.
We
Mauro
are watching that.
That is awesome.
I am stoked. Did you see Triple H reached out?
Yeah.
And offered them both to
show up on
Raw as a platform. They're not going to.
Yeah, there's no way.
Do you like, we'll get to Enzo's comments, of course, later on.
Poor Enzo.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Money in the Bank. We talked about the Hype Brothers beating the Colognes already.
Money,
Carmella.
Money
is Money in the Bank, the first ever.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Now we're bringing it up. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was absolute garbage. Like
I did and I don't now.
But here's the thing. I don't think it warranted doing a whole new match.
My thing was, like, in the moment, I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was like, seriously? Like a part of me appreciates it. And I think it had it not been the first Women's Money in the Bank match, like, if it was the second or third, like, next year's or something, I would have been okay with it. I wouldn't have had any problems because I really applaud the heelness of it. Like, it is fucking golden when it comes to heel move.
That fly is doing some heel moves right now.
I should have slapped myself in the face.
He's all over you right now.
But it was such a great heel move.
It's been a long time since The Fly interrupted this show, but we do have one episode years and years ago, yeah. Like Us versus The Fly.
Yes.
I can't remember when it happened, but it was maybe
these are probably his relatives. It's a new stable. He came back. He left. He went to another company, and he came back with a stable. That's what happened. But it was just horse shit, like, at first.
Yeah.
I started texting somebody about it. They were talking to me about how great of a heel move it was, and I started, like, this long text message out about how I was pissed that it was the first women's Money in the Bank match and how they took away from it.
But they did a show.
And I realized about halfway through the tweet, they got me. Or halfway through the text, they got me.
That was the whole idea, right?
Yeah. They got me. Like, you turned me into a mark on this one. Yeah. You got me. I fell into it. I'm pissed off. Bravo. Like, yeah, that's the idea. It's controversial. Everyone talked about it. It pissed so many people off. It was trending. Bravo. Good
Carmella
job.
Carmella was top trend.
Good job.
That match was on top of
Twitter. Carmella's winning the second one.
Yeah, she has to.
And whether it be
F-A-B-O-L-O-O-S.
Oh, you fucker. I'm going to hit him on the mic. Do-do-do-do.
Capiche.
I hope you heard that. Did that come through on the
mic?
Yeah,
it came through a little bit.
I didn't get him, though. No. I enjoy it.
It was a good match.
I dig it now.
It was a little short, but I feel like they did that because... For reasons. Yeah. You can only knock off the women so many without trying to demolish your whole roster.
Like, they really made him. They took him. He was super fucking stale. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, well, it was played out. It was played out. Now
they've just poured fucking lava. Gasoline all over it, man.
Dude, I love Daniel getting it in his face on
his
Tuesday.
Heat. Oh, I know.
So good.
For talking crap about his daughter.
Yeah.
Tamina's a little awkward. Did you catch that?
Yeah, you just kind of
like, I'm going to turn you in there because Charlotte told Natty. And then she just repeated what Charlotte said to Natty. Because Charlotte told Natty, she's like, if you don't get out of my face, I'm going to make you look like
James Ellsworth. Yeah.
And then Tamina's like, Charlotte, you're going to look like Ellsworth. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Like, Charlotte, you took my line. That's what they told me to say backstage.
That was your comeback?
She probably forgot what they told her to say. Honestly, that's probably what ended up happening. So yeah, good match. I like that match. Thumbs up on that one. The New Day versus I have to shake the cord out, maybe. I don't see it. There's tape in there, so you never know.
The New Day versus
New Day defeated the Usos, they called that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
We were right. It was by disqualification and count out.
I just closed all my tabs.
But it was by count out. I think
I'll close out all my tabs by
actually
out.
Might have it.
It was by count out.
But I'm okay with that. It was just bad booking, like placement of the match.
No, yeah, you do not do two matches like that back to back. You know, it's just idiotic. Oh, I got it.
Okay,
cool. I pulled it back up.
Because I had saved it for the times.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, to have that match right after the Women's Money in the Bank the way it ended just didn't make sense.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, do you guys not look at the finish of the matches all together on
right.
Like, do you not have it in the book and just be like, all right, I got to move this around because you can't have this two finishes kind of the same.
I was like, God, I would hate to be in that arena.
Oh, yeah, it would have been annoying, but I think it all got saved, I think, towards the end.
Well, yeah, it redeemed itself towards the end, and it was a weird back-to-back booking. But I dig it. You know, we're going to get a further storyline. This will probably conclude at SummerSlam, I would imagine.
That's the next big one, right?
Because we've got next month is Great Balls of Fire.
Great Balls of Fire.
And
which you're not going to be here to predict. You're going to have to send your predictions in.
I will. I'll have them in too. Backlash? Is that?
No, Backlash just happened.
Okay, no. What's the paper? Battleground.
Boo.
I think Battleground is the January pay-per-view for SmackDown. Because that's where they're saying we're supposed to get the Punjabi prison match.
In January? Or July?
Or January, July. Okay. Whatever. I'm fucking high.
It's
I wish.
Hot and you're delirious.
That's what it is. I'm fucking, that fly has drove me to the brink of insanity.
Naomi defended her championship against Lana by submission.
I
like that finisher.
That finisher's not bad.
Yeah, it's better than the booty dump.
I was kind of fucking hoping that
Lana would win.
Carmella was going to cash in.
I like the tease. I thought it was smart.
I think it would have made for a lot more controversy if she would have cashed in and won.
And then it came out.
And then they reversed everything. Yeah. Like, I think that would have been great.
That would have been awesome.
I just think they were probably... I bet you they made that... That was the plan, and they changed their minds.
They're like, shit, we screwed up.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have had Ellsworth climb up that stupid ladder.
It makes sense, though. Like, it makes sense.
You know, he should have... You know, I think this would have been better. Yeah, he climbed up the ladder. I think it would have been better if he just would have pulled everybody off the ladder And just to the point where they just got fed up with Ellsworth and, like, referees.
While they're fighting him?
Yeah, yeah. Like, just have... She wins. Like, literally, like, have every person that... Besides Carmella, climb up that ladder, and Ellsworth keeps dragging him off the ladder, just yanking him by their foot, holding under the foot.
And as they're fighting with all Ellsworth, just, she
yeah.
climbs up. And
then, like, yeah, that, I think that would have worked out better, because then it would have been like, oh, shit, he's going to be doing this to everybody.
There's just a lot of heat on it. It was, right now.
Yeah.
It, and in the right way.
Yeah, it's good. Like,
I like it. I really like it.
It was awesome.
I know a lot of people are not happy with it, and I wasn't at first. I was so pissed off. And the more, like, the more.
You were even mad at the idea of me predicting. Carmella.
Not necessarily that Carmella would win. Just the way, like, and I even said myself, like, the same things you're saying. I'm like, I wish his interference doesn't piss me off. It's the way he interfered that pisses me off.
I expected interference. I just didn't expect the full-blown.
And then just the more and more I talked about it and I got it out, the more I, like, stepped back and realized, like, you guys fucking got me. Like,
yeah.
You pulled a storyline that legit got me into it and pissed off. Bravo.
Yeah, like, it was awesome.
Now I realize what you did, and now I'm proud of it.
Yeah, that's good. That's...
Only thing that was weird was Daniel Bryan's wording on SmackDown. Just basically come out and go, it wasn't in the real books, so you did what you had to do.
Yeah,
but
he
I'm
said,
taking this briefcase
you won,
anyway.
But I'm going to redo the match because nobody's happy.
I think if he would have started, worded a little different and said something like, you know, the rules basically state the person that climbs the ladder and unhooks.
A woman must unhook.
This was a women's match, so therefore a
woman
would have to do
it. That's what he
should
have said. That's what they should
like, if there's a little more clarification, then yes. But instead... Like, I don't know. It is what it is. SmackDown was okay this week. Yeah. It wasn't bad. It just had some weird bookings on its own, too.
Yeah, it's just a little all over the place.
I love the whole, and we'll get to it in a minute. I'll hold the comments until we get to Randy Orton.
Jinder Mahal defended his championship. This was the match to follow.
Expected.
That. Yeah. So expected. Didn't expect him losing it.
I love how hypocritical this feud is. Like, oh, he's using gangland tactics. He's using his homies. He's using his friends.
Yeah.
Weren't you a part of Evolution and Legacy?
Exactly.
Which he mentioned on SmackDown. And then he's like, well, it was disrespectful for him to put his hands on my family like that. You fucking punted John Cena's dad in the face.
Yeah, how many of... he RKO'd Stephanie.
Yeah.
And kissed her afterwards.
Yeah. He fucking tried to murder John Cena's father. And then you're going to say, oh, well, they put their hands on my dad.
He threw Mick Foley down a flight of stairs.
He threw Christian in a wheelchair
down a flight of stairs. He RKO'd Hulk Hogan on Tulagar after he hit on Brooke Hogan.
Yes, right?
Let's talk about how despicable human being Randy Orton is. He RKO'd his own stepson.
Right?
There we go.
It's just so good.
I got to go back, but as far as...
he RKO'd his own stepson. You're talking about the pool
video?
Yes.
As far as he had like probably the least amount of like title runs as a babyface,
right?
And the majority of the title runs he had was his heel.
And it's funny because the people who have bitched to us about Jinder Mahal, he's boring. It's the same old shit. That's Randy fucking Orton.
Yeah.
Every time he has that title, it's the same old shit. Now that Jinder Mahal has it, we're saying that, okay, the 2 months that he's had it, it's boring because it's the same thing over and over. Give the fucking guy some time to breathe.
Yeah.
Give him time to bring this character because it's not like he's had this character for months before they gave him this title run. He just started it and they gave him the title run.
I'm loving Jinder as champ. It's a lot of fun right now. So I'm digging it. Like to me, I make it more of a point to watch SmackDown than I watch Raw. Like I think it's awesome. Like, you know, I do watch Raw, but
SmackDown's more exciting.
I look forward to watching SmackDown.
Raw's been good lately though.
Yeah.
Raw was pretty good this week.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Raw
this week. It's picking up the pace finally.
Right.
They're still dropping the ball in the women's division.
Fuck bad.
I don't get it. I don't get why in a 3-hour show like we get what we get, but whatever.
And Bayley with a fucking, like, it was great when she came out, but then you remember again, we're going, heading into SummerSlam, we're going to a fucking romantic storyline.
What's that match going to be? I mean, Corey Graves can't even compete.
Yeah, I know.
So, what?
I'm just going to stand out here and show off my tattoos.
I just don't even know.
Dumb.
Brizango and Tyler, Brizango defeated the Ascension. This match was unadvertised.
Which one's the big one? Is it Connor or Victor?
Connor's
the
big guy.
Fucking fat.
Yeah, he's a...
He puffed up bad.
I don't know what's going on with him.
Bad. Like, I think I text messaged you. I was like, God,
what happened to Connor, you wrote?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like...
God, he got so fat.
I like what he's doing with his face paint.
Yeah, their face paint's cool. Great now.
So
I'm
Connor's
glad to see him back.
Connor's got fat, and Victor's just lost so much more hair.
Yeah, him and Baron Corbin should be a tag team.
That'd be great.
That should be the real
issue. I remember the tweet now. It was about Baron Corbin's stomach. And yeah. it was like talking about like, well, you were happy you won the title, but like your stomach was still sad about the win. And apparently it's been a thing since he's been in NXT, and people have gotten like, you know, ragged him on that he has a sad face in his stomach.
Oh, really?
Like, if you ever looked at his stomach, it makes a sad face.
That's great. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, so just type in, like, Baron Corbin sad face stomach. And
I will.
All kinds of good stuff. So after that, our Money in the Bank match for the SmackDown.
Pretty good match. I love Corbin taking out Shinsuke during his entrance.
Called it.
That was great.
I didn't call the attack, but...
Just called Corbin.
Called Corbin winning.
The attack was great, and then the return of Shinsuke was great. And to end up having basically...
I love the idea of this, like, throwing, just, you know, just doing it on SmackDown. Yeah. Like, we gave Jinder the title, which is something that probably would have never happened.
They're taking risks.
The old Raw. Yeah, so let's take some risks.
Carmella.
And so that made me... That's why I went the way I did with my picks, which is because, like, if they're going the Jinder route with the title, and it's working. It's showing me, like, it's like maybe they're not afraid to suggest anything to Vince.
Look at what
and Vince is giving a little bit more leeway on SmackDown. So like SmackDown's the test show.
Quite as involved.
Yeah, SmackDown's the test show, and then if it works there, then we can kind of apply it to Raw.
Because if you look, there's a lot of things that they're doing different. Like even as simple as like Mike and Maria, we're running with that angle, which is not necessarily traditional because she's the main event.
Yeah,
and he's the
second. Well, so they're doing Mike and Maria now.
Uh-huh.
And they've kind of changed the way. So once they debuted, they kind of switched up to Miz and Maryse, if you noticed
so
that.
So Maryse is actually, apparently from what I read, is leaving TV.
Okay.
They're pulling Maryse. This whole angle with the Miz and her fighting is to get her off of TV, and the Miz is going into a stable instead with the Entourage.
Dude, I like the idea of like if they do an Entourage stable, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I hate the show, but I like the idea.
I like
of
the
them
idea
being
of Miz
surrounded.
with his guys, like him,
with some cronies,
and it gives something for because Bo Dallas deserves better.
Yeah,
I mean, for God's sakes, this guy was a major NXT champion.
Yes.
So Miz, Bo Dallas, or Bo Wyatt now, if you look at his face.
Yeah.
And Curtis Axel would be great together. But when you look at SmackDown, we've got the Mike and Maria storyline.
Yep.
We've got the Usos as heels that's been running for quite a while. We're taking a chance on Baron Corbin. We're taking a chance on Carmella. And we're taking a chance on possibly Zack Ryder as a heel. Like, there's so many places that they're taking chances with characters here that's not necessarily traditional. Taking a chance with Jinder Mahal, who is a guy who was fired because he was in 3MB.
Yeah.
It sucked about that
because 3MB started getting over on the fans alone.
Well, look at where 3MB is at now. The only one in the company, or the only one that stayed with the company, was Heath Slater.
Yeah.
And then now Heath Slater is in purgatory in a tag team with Rhino, where Jinder Mahal is now the WWE champion, and Drew McIntyre is killing it on NXT.
And his best friend Drew's in NXT, like, immediately thrown into the title picture.
They left and came back better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, better. And that was the whole point, I think, with Drew. Like, when he got fired, he made it a point to say, let everybody know, I'm coming back, and when I come back, get ready, because I'm going to be coming back on top.
I dig it.
And I love I see Drew Galloway as NXT champ sometime soon. You know, if there's going to be some guys that take it away from Bobby Roode, I mean, we got a great group of guys right now. I think if you look at it,
we've got Bobby Roode, you know, Bobby and Roderick Strong as a title match.
Roddy Strong,
shit.
Yep, and then we got Aleister Black,
and it's not even on a pay per view.
Drew Galloway.
It's on. What is it? Is it the 100th episode of NXT?
Yeah,
what it is?
Exactly.
God, that's gonna be so good.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's great.
Yep,
it's good stuff. It's
good,
fun being a wrestling fan.
Good stuff. And then so Raw had some big events.
Yeah.
We got a little bit more of the tease with what's going on with Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if it's not his fucking
I'm just so annoyed that it hasn't like come to a head yet.
I know.
Because we had the pay-per-view. I expected that to happen at the pay-per-view, and it didn't.
Maybe it will at Great Balls of Fire. Yeah.
Big Cass finally turned. I didn't want it to happen, but everybody else did.
I dig it. I really dig it now because I think Cass is going to make an amazing heel.
Yeah.
I think Cass is going to do great as a heel. I don't know what we do with Enzo from here.
No.
I really don't.
Enzo has a 1 month feud with Cass, and that's it.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. He's got to step up, or he's going to be relegated back to 205 Live, probably.
Well, he'll get sent to 205 Live.
Yeah, or NXT or something. I don't know, but he's not the best wrestler.
No.
He's a great mouthpiece, and they're going to keep him around because he's an amazing mouthpiece.
Yeah.
It's just, what do you do with him?
Turn him into a manager.
Probably.
I think you have to. I think you turned him into a manager.
I would at this
Enzo's
point.
Enzo's never going to win a champ. I mean, as far as like Enzo's never going to be WWE champ. I mean, I'm never going to say never. You never know.
How, How great is it that Carmella and
you turn Enzo into a champ, and that's
both
what you
major
do.
Heels right now.
Yeah,
Carmella had a great heel segment on SmackDown.
On SmackDown, she had a great promo.
Her promo was so good.
Yeah,
like, I really enjoyed.
You turned
her promo.
Enzo into a manager. I mean, that's that's essentially what he is now. He's a glorified manager.
I don't know who you put him with, but
he'll find somebody. There's that's the idea. He's gonna disappear. And you think about who's been there for a while. It's been Enzo. Enzo's been him and Cass ever since they debuted. Mm-hmm. They've been there nonstop. Now, he did get concussed once. So, like, you know, he did miss like 2 or 3 weeks every now and then.
Right.
But he'd come back and they'd be like hot as ever. You know, so, yeah, it sucks that they broke up as a tag team. I think it leaves it open for them to reunite sometime down the line, especially if this doesn't work. I mean, we saw it once with Titus O'Neil, and we all thought Titus O'Neil would be that guy to step out and be a championship type of guy when it was part of primetime players, but it just didn't happen with Titus O'Neil. Somehow, he didn't connect with the fans as a heel.
So
if we can connect with Big Cass as a top heel, it'll definitely work. But if not, a year or two down the line, a reunion with Enzo Amore, you know, and they could keep him around for a year or two with Enzo.
Yeah.
You know, and if it doesn't work, guess what? Then they team back up together and win the titles finally. And that's what ended up happening with Pete, with the primetime players. Their first run, they did not win the tag team championships. When they got back together, they won them, I think, twice.
They're referring to Enzo and Cass as our era's crime time. Because they never
crime
won the title.
Crime time and the Rockers.
Right?
Yeah.
So Shad
Rockers
Gaspard.
Rockers never won the titles either.
Shad Gaspard went on Instagram and posted to Big Cass and said, "At Big Cass WWE, I know how you feel. Just make sure that little motherfucker doesn't write two books with 90% of the material being about you and then gives you 0% profit from those books. Even though those books would be shit without some of the stories involving you because you're fucking awesome and doing crazy bat shit, but just saying fuck you, Jay. See you at the gym later today."
Which is funny because he's definitely using JTG to book indie shows.
Yeah. No, he's just...
They do, yeah.
I don't think he's like legit because he's telling them, "I'm going to see you later."
Yeah, he's gassing on JTG, but JTG, like, there's stories of like Kurt Hawkins on those like shoot interviews where like he talks about JTG like literally running and hiding so he wouldn't be called to do a match.
I've heard of that.
Like, seriously, you're gonna run and hide
in lockers and stuff.
In lockers.
JTG also tweeted after that and said, "Enzo, if you want to get back at him, just write a book and fucking don't give him any of the money." Like, so they were both playing off of it.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice change of pace. It's something that we definitely did need, like a little bit of a refresh. I'm going to miss them. I think that's what the whole point was, is kind of like give us that heartbreak, like watching somebody die on your favorite TV show.
Jesus, and...
You know, like,
do
that.
Enzo.
Drop that
Enzo's
tier.
Got some range, man. He was crying on command.
He's great. No, Enzo's, I mean, yeah, he's not great in the ring, but he's great at everything else.
Yeah,
he great is. On the mic. He conveys that emotion. He looked legit hurt.
Yeah.
And that was the whole point, I think. And like that was the one time Enzo didn't talk. Like that shut him up. Everybody would always made a thing like, "We're going to shut Enzo Amore up." Yeah. That was the way to shut him up you know, literally breaking his heart.
It was great.
Like, people should, like, I think, I don't know if you did or not, but like they took that scene from The Simpsons where Bart slow-mos Ralph.
I saw that.
Where like
you can see the moment where he pinpoint the moment where his heart broke.
Where his heart broke in half. Yeah.
There was one that I saw where it was all black and white and it said, "How you doing, darkness,
everybody's
my
worried
old friend."
Everybody's worried about Enzo, but you turn Enzo into a manager.
Yeah.
Seriously. I think
they're not gonna lose him by any way.
Dude, I can see Enzo lasting a long time as
a
manager.
He really is.
And
I think Cass
have
is
him
be
manager
great
of a tag team. Have him be the manager of a tag team.
Yep.
Have him turn heel.
I think in the future, you could eventually end up with him back together with him as a
Send
manager
him
for
SmackDown.
Cass.
Send him to SmackDown. Yeah, exactly. So. Send him to SmackDown. Tell them both heel. You know, just they'll figure something out.
I think
out.
Eventually you'll end up, like, it may be a year down the road or something, but I think eventually you'll end up with them back together.
Yeah.
And like you said, with Cass or Enzo as a manager and with Cass as the
wrestler.
And
I think they got some leeway as far as their characters go. Like, "I don't want to do that. Let's not do that yet."
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they would have agreed to do that had nothing been planned for Enzo.
Right, exactly.
And I think Enzo knows. Like, he legit knows, like, having Cass in a tag team is holding Cass back.
It
like,
is.
Professionally
I think he's holding both of them back, probably.
Holding, like, in, you know, ever since Cass debuted, everybody was, like, talking big on Cass. Like, he needed Enzo, though, to get him over that hump, and
as
he did.
As fun as they were, they had grown stale.
Yeah. So, here's the thing, though. And it's going to be the test for Cass if he can stay relevant past Enzo.
Yeah.
Not with, you know, not having that mouthpiece for him.
He needs to get a title now.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as he's done with this feud with Enzo, he needs to get into a title picture quick.
He needs that IC championship
I
real
think so.
Quick. I mean, we got a taste of it when he was in the Fatal 4-Way for the actual championship when he qualified.
Yep.
Granted, he was the first one out.
But
still.
They threw him a bone.
That was testing the waters with Big
Cass.
And
he's not bad on the mic either.
No.
Like, he dumbs himself down for that Jersey voice. That's not his real voice. I've watched plenty of backstage stuff, and he talks more fluent than just how you doing. Like, he dumbs himself down big for that character. And once you let him kind of get some range on the mic, he's going to be great. It's this story's, I'm really excited to where this is going to go.
Yeah. Speaking of getting smashed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to segue, but I couldn't. Brian Cage
smashed a guy's head.
Did you watch
with
that?
With his metal fist.
So he had like this, like, almost like the,
like gauntlet, an Infinity Gauntlet.
The Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's badass.
And I saw it because you told me about it, and I watched the episode. And I'm like, nothing happened. So I watched the vignette at the end. And is that like the county commissioner or something like that?
Yeah.
Because he's at City Hall.
City Hall.
And
it's Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah, it was Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah, he's been on a few episodes.
And he said something to him. He's like, I just can't control myself with this thing sometimes. And then he made another comment about him being just a man, and he just fucking punches him in the face so hard that his head explodes.
Pieces, like, just
there's
falling
just
off.
Blood and guts everywhere. Yeah. It's so good.
It was great. I was just like, holy shit, Cage just killed a guy.
Yeah, that was pretty damn good.
Yeah, that was awesome. So good stuff on Lucha Underground this week. That's really awesome. Guys, if you subscribe to Netflix, they're going to have a new show. The Glow is actually going to debut.
This Friday.
Friday.
God, man, I am so...
I'm interested to see what's going on.
So behind. I've got like 5 episodes of Orange is the New Black to get done.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 2 episodes of The Keepers on Netflix, a documentary about the nun that was murdered. I've got about 2 episodes of that. And then my wife loves The Ranch on Netflix. And I've got the whole season
of
that.
She must be the only one.
And then my parents. It's not bad. Have you watched it?
I've seen one episode.
It's not that bad.
That was all I could take.
But Glow starts this weekend. I'm like, shit, I've got so much to get through. I'm watching Glow day one. Mark Maron is in it too. Like,
yeah,
God damn.
Yeah, he's like the promoter.
I can't wait. Have you watched the documentary on Glow that they have on Netflix? It's really good. It's
awesome.
Really, really good.
It's really, it's good. Sorry, I'm looking at Instagram.
We got great balls of fire coming up soon.
Yeah, we got, unfortunately, you're not going to be here to do your predictions, but you can send them on in.
I'll send them in.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'll have to figure out what to do on that show. Try to get somebody on.
Send them in.
Maybe I'll do a super show.
Super show?
Yeah. Have like a kind of guest on.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait for me to return, dickhead.
Just people here. Not like actual
Still, if it's a super show, save that for SummerSlam.
Yeah, that's actually good.
Just get Alex to replace me.
Fuck Alex.
Yeah,
fuck
Alex.
Just kidding.
We'll still get him to replace me.
I just hit the microphone.
I mean, you can fuck Alex for the show.
Oh, yeah, that'll bring in ratings.
Yeah. You're supposed to put your head on my bosom during this episode.
Oh, I was. I was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
On that note.
No
questions.
We had a question.
Do we have a question?
From Tom.
Oh, Tom asked a question?
Tom asked us a question. Son of a bitch.
Are you sure?
Yep. Tom asked us a question. It was about booking John Cena in his final years.
Oh, I did not see this. I must have missed a notification. Sorry, Tom. If Jeremy picked up the notification, then that's why I missed it. God, this is great, right?
He did send us a video and asked if The Miz joined Social Outcasts. Tom Quiet commented on your video.
Oh, on our video?
No, commented? I'm trying to find it, but there was a comment from Tom I saw weeks ago.
Days ago? Oh, see, God, I hate Facebook. Visitor post. 2007. Did the Miz join the Social Outcasts? Guess so. Guess he did. That's all.
We did get a comment from Stephen Fontana.
We did. Awesome.
It does say that pay-per-view is the reason why having a pay-per-view twice a month is a bad idea. Aside from the main event, that was poorly executed on nearly every level. And I would agree.
Oh, cool. I like the fact that he actually...
It was not...
I didn't see that. I'm sorry, Stephen. It was kind of clunky, and it was a rare misstep, I think, on SmackDown's part as far as... just rare. I'm so used to SmackDown putting on great shows. It was just kind of weird to not have a good show this. I mean, I enjoyed the Money in the Bank in the end, but it just felt clunky as far as how it was structured.
And it wasn't, I mean, overall, when I look back on it, it was an okay pay-per-view. I'd probably give it about a C+ or a B. But the main event was great, don't get me wrong. And every one of those matches were great stopgap storyline matches. But the placement of them and the booking of those matches was terrible. I can't find Tom's post, but it was essentially to the fact of if you were aware of John Cena announces that he's retiring in 2 years, I think is what it was.
Uh-huh.
How do you book him for his remaining years? Do you turn him heel or do you let him run out the rest of his face?
Just let him run out his
face. If you've got that time left, book him heel. If you know he's already out, like, test the waters. Have fun.
Yeah.
I would.
Because if you think you'd get more money out of Cena, I think you would get more money out of Cena, especially like out of the Marks and audience.
And I think that's kind of what you did with Hogan. Like, you didn't know how long he was going to be in WCW, so why not turn him heel and see what you can get out of him?
NWO
and
shirt,
then look what it turned into from there. Like, it just prolonged his career. So in the game, like in my universe, I changed because Kevin Owens is part of my Wolfpack. So I changed all his stuff to the Wolfpack. Then I went and I started playing Career today. I was like, I'm gonna check out Career. I haven't played in a while.
Fucking done that.
I'm digging it. Like I'm trying to get through. I'm trying to become a Paul Heyman guy, but you have to win a title before Paul Heyman will talk to you. So I'm trying to get the U.S. title off of Cena, but I'm ranked 9 out of 10. So I'm just climbing my way up. Man. But I went against Kevin Owens, and Kevin Owens comes out to the Wolfpack thing in my career.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I guess I need to go back and fix that. But
you're like, that's awesome.
That's kind of weird. It's weird because Samoa Joe and I are tag team partners. We have the NXT tag team titles together as NXT. We have the SmackDown tag titles together. And we're in a feud in NXT for the NXT title.
That's awesome.
I'm like, we're
that's like stable. Kofi. That's like Kofi Kingston being my WWE champion, and then he gets booked in a triple threat against Pentagon Dark for the Cruiserweight Championship.
I gotta change my Pentagon Dark because the one that I have, he's stuck with a towel over his head the whole time.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I just skipped the match because I thought it was terrible. That's dumb. But he had a match at my pay per view against who's the guy that I can't remember his name right now for some reason. Tyson Kidd.
Fuckface McGee.
I was gonna say the guy that Samoa Joe killed. Tyson Kidd.
It killed his career.
Yep.
It's over.
That's why I texted him to you the other day. We haven't seen the Muscle Buster on the main roster at all.
What did I say?
The career ender.
The career ender. Yeah, speaking of W2K17, we got 2K18 announced.
With Seth freaking Rollins
as the cover. Did you like that trailer? I love the trailer.
It's so good, right?
It's very controversial as far as like him destroying history, but I love it.
Brian Alvarez of Wrestling Observer Radio commented today that now it's not a question as to if Daniel Bryan wrestles ever again, but now it's a question as to when.
Yeah.
Alvarez believes WWE will do anything it takes to keep Bryan on board with the company, and Alvarez believes that if Daniel wants to wrestle again, WWE will have to work out a contract that will allow him to wrestle for New Japan Pro Wrestling and CMLL, as he's expressed in the past.
Wow.
So since they won't allow him to wrestle, he wants to wrestle for companies that will allow him to. And again, they feel like they want to keep him, so they're going to have to allow him to spread his wings.
And do the Jerry Lawler route.
But the story is the leader of the Yes Movement said yesterday in an interview with Sports Illustrated that he's training for a comeback. Bryan is in the final year of a 5-year contract, and he said in the past that he's been working on a more grounded style of wrestling that will be taking less high risks in the ring. If the stars align and he steps foot in the squared circle again.
Yeah, yeah,
he's pushing himself to come back.
We don't need to see him do that drop kick off the top anymore.
We may not even need the flying.
How many headbutts have we seen?
What we need from him, if you're going to come back, and especially if you're going to be on the indies, you're going to be working CMLL and New Japan, bring back the fucking cattle mutilator.
Yeah. Oh, he will. No, if he goes in New Japan, it's going to happen.
It's going to be the cattle mutilator. That's a hell of a submission, and I love it.
It's good.
I dig it.
On that note, I feel like I'm forgetting to say something, but I don't think so.
Thanks for your questions and comments. Make sure to keep sending those in, guys.
Remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @_Marks. You're more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. You can follow Jeremy at @JVader82. You can follow me at Maria.
I'm trying to cover
@Mateo83. You can like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. Follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. If you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, there's a couple emails you can send them to. smartmarksquestions@gmail.com and smartmarksquestions@provengamer.com. Again, those emails, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com or smartmarksquestions@provengamer.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com. There is absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows that you're a fan of the show, and we'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep the lights on. Remember, you can stream, download, and rate the show from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and ProvenGamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star Frog Splash rating and drop a promo on our asses that we can read on the show. While you're there at ProvenGamer.com, you can check out some awesome game reviews and articles and our Trophy Whores podcast. Trophy Whores!
Don't check forget the new podcast, the Nintendo Dual Screens.
And there's plenty of E3 articles that the guys worked hard on, so you can check those out. If you guys follow video games, check that out. Do all of that. So make provengamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I'm Matt. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out. Keep it too sweet. Too sweet.